by a Gulf Stream. Never gave a thought for tomorrow. Just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be.
Michelle Franzen. A UN report released shows Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. ABC's James Longman says a three-member panel sifted through evidence and found Israel was in violation of four of the five metrics defining genocide. Under international law, Israel called the report distorted.
And they have found since the Hamas attack of October 2023 that Israel is intent on the destruction of the Palestinian people. That's a quote from their report. And they make a distinction between killing civilians as a result of the effort to try to go after Hamas, inadvertently killing them, if you like, and purposefully trying to go after civilians.
Israeli forces today began its ground offensive in Gaza City with tens of thousands of Palestinians fleeing homes. In Utah, state prosecutors expected to outline formal charges against suspect Tyler Robinson in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The charges could include aggravated murder, which could bring the death penalty. And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed in trading. This is ABC News. A judge in New York dismissed a state terrorism enhancement count against Luigi Mangione today, along with a first-degree murder charge and the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The rest of the charges in the indictment moving forward, including a charge of intentional murder. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
This is absolutely premeditated from the eyes of the judge in terms of this ruling. Second-degree murder is when you have a premeditated murder of an individual. He's facing up to life in prison, 15 years to life in fact. But in terms of his intent, his intent was to kill the CEO of United Healthcare, at least based on the grand jury results and the findings of the court. It was not to influence or coerce the civilian population for some sort of policy change. That's what the judge is making a distinction here.
Actor Robert Redford has died. Redford, known for his work both in front of and behind the camera. In 1981, Redford won a Best Director Oscar for Ordinary People. Robert Redford was 89. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some Green Bay high school football players got a big treat last night when Packers quarterback Jordan Love stopped by practice. Love was at Southwest High School to launch his second annual Love for Cleats initiative. For every touchdown Love throws or runs during the Packers season, his foundation donates Nike cleats to youth sports. Last year, Love for Cleats donated more than 1,300 pairs of cleats to programs across Wisconsin. The stage is set for another season of uplifting music in Green Bay. The AVB Community Band kicked off their concert season last night at the Ishwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Formerly known as the Alloway Village Band, the volunteer concert band has gained in popularity through the years thanks to high-level performances by the 75-member group and the free admission. 44 years ago, local music teacher Bob Searing founded the band with the mission that anyone in the community should be able to come out and enjoy a quality music performance at no cost. The AVB Community Band has honored that mission and never charges admission for their monthly concerts. The concert series continues next month at the Ishwaubenon Performing Arts Center with a Mystery and Wonder concert on October 20th. Discover Green Bay is promoting a week-long celebration called 920 Week, leading up to the date 920 this coming Saturday, or 920 as in our area code. There are dozens of different events throughout the week to celebrate, including festivals, live music, and block parties. You can also find special deals at Green Bay area businesses and destinations, including $1 off admission every day at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
An update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel, 110% confident, and, I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not, 90%, or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. But in the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures spiking to the upper 80s. Calm winds and clear skies tonight. Lows slip to about 60 degrees. We climb once again tomorrow to the upper 80s. It'll be bright, beautiful, warm, and muggy. A chance of showers and storms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch him surfing at Nell,
inside, outside, USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad, inside, outside, USA.
Australia's Caribbean,
inside, outside, USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside, USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing, serving USA. USA.
We'll be right back. timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Some songs will just always be iconic, like the Beach Boys and Surfin' USA, and certain Christmas songs. But there was one copy written today on September 16th, many, many years ago, under a different name. It may surprise you. That's coming up in just about 6 minutes.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't really love. No,
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We bring you news updates every half hour at the top and bottom of the hour, and then just some goofy news the rest of the day, all day long. Did you know that on this date, September 16th, 1857, 168 years ago, the song Jingle Bells was copywritten, but it wasn't called Jingle Bells at that time. It was actually called One Horse Open Sleigh. And we always associate it with Christmas, but when it was originally written, it's actually a Thanksgiving song.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missing Lou Rugani and the music of the stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. The station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits on the radio at 97.9 and WGBW and streaming on that Civic Media app.
Someone is hurt. Silence.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean?
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. It is time for another local news update from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Hundreds of people packed into the Preble High School Commons area last night to share their opinions on how to keep our kids safe in school. Green Bay Police, school, and city leaders hosted a community roundtable for families to offer their input on what safety measures should be put in place in Green Bay schools. More police at schools, increased mental health resources, and a new dress code policy were some of the options discussed. The new safety protocols were prompted by the discovery of a loaded gun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble last week. Community leaders thanked those in attendance for the huge turnout and overwhelming support that's been pouring in from the community. Green Bay Schools Communications Director Lori Blakesley says more than $42,000 in donations have flooded in since the district announced a new clear bag policy last week. The school board will review all the ideas that came out of last night's meeting and make a presentation at the next school board meeting on October 13th. 140 years after it sank, searchers have found the ghost ship that went down off Door County in 1886. The Wisconsin Historical Society and the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association made the announcement yesterday. After decades of scouring the bottom of Lake Michigan, searchers found the wreckage of the
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures spiking to the upper 80s. Calm winds and clear skies tonight. Lows slip to about 60 degrees. We climb once again tomorrow to the upper 80s. It'll be bright, beautiful, warm, and muggy. A chance of showers and storms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 82 degrees.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. You know I love. I'm sure you know.
Local news, timeless hits on WGBW. Start every morning with Dan Marcus at 6 o'clock and then listen all day long. But WGBW.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I broke the law and the law won. I broke the law and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I broke the law and the law won. I broke the law and the law won. I left my baby and it feels so bad. I guess my days are done. But she's the best girl I've ever had. I broke the law and the law won. I broke the law and the law won.
Summer, who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Touching you, sweet Caroline.
Good times.
pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preacher come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We have a great section on our website called the Community Calendar, and that is where you can find all the information on so many different events, like the Children's Story Hour with Cats. I love this on North Broadway. That's happening on Thursday from 11 until noon at the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary. Just one of the events in the Community Calendar right now at WGBW.fm.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive of eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new WSCO 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday afternoon. Eric Westfall is coming in next to keep you company. And I will see you again tomorrow starting at 10 right here on WGBW.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to my
keep you informed with local news, and the timeless hits will keep you entertained. The best of both worlds. Both worlds on 97.9 FM, WGBW.
To hang out in Cherry Hill Park. game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutors in Utah announcing charges against suspect Tyler Robinson in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray says he'll seek the death penalty.
Count one, aggravated murder, a capital offense for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others.
Gray called the murder a tragedy against one of America's sacred rights to free speech, and the state is adding in other factors.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression, and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
Robinson turned himself in after family members recognized images and video released by authorities. He's expected to appear remotely in court today to be formally charged.